Nick Rabinowitz, though, and genuinely one of the funniest guys that you'll meet. He's the, one of the hardest working comics in the game. Nick, lovely to see you.
Wonderful to see you guys so early in the morning.
So excited.
In all
so
25 excited. Years.
Try to make this a telephonic thing.
I know, but I wanted you here to hug you.
No, no, sorry. If it's the telephonic, we will do it in 3 years' time.
Commentary. To explain this, how did you get your, how did you land yourself in a commentary job?
I did a voiceover for a movie. Actually, my son got cast in the movie as a bar mitzvah boy whose voice is breaking.
I'm glad that they still don't stereotype.
Yeah, exactly. Baruch Atan! And I don't know why Ari cast me as the horse racing guy. Oh, I think because I did some horse racing commentary in my last show about... do you remember when Afrikaans people discovered that thing to treat COVID with? It was called ivermectin.
The horse racing stuff.
It was a horse dewormer, ivermectin. Yeah. And but they were early adopters of ivermectin. My community didn't know what it was at the time. People would say, ivermectin, is he the oak who sings in the synagogue choir in Seapoint? No, that's Ivor Joffe. Sorry. And I did this bit about Wim Corbis. Do you remember Wim Corbis? Yeah. He was very sick, and then they gave him ivermectin, and then a week later he grew a beautiful mane and a starchy as well. And then he started running at Kenilworth, Hollywood Bets. Actually, it was Gaynor Rupert who actually put him in his first race at the age of 82. He was running 100 meters in 7 seconds. Alistair Cohen, who I now know is a commentator, he actually mentored me with this job. He commentated that race. He was like, and the starter's gun has gone off. It's Wim Corbis. Here we are at the ivermectin cup at Kenilworth. It's Wim Corbis taking an early lead by 8 furlongs. There goes Wim Corbis looking magnificent in second place. It's your father-in-law doing his own research. In third position is Barry, the wind charm maker from Noorduk. And in fourth place, your racist uncle GP from Belcombe is still prescribing ivermectin to his patients. And if the government want to stop him, they must try. But it's Wim Corbis by 8 furlongs. Somebody that is Wim Corbis. By a full furlong.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
See, this is why we need Nick here on a Monday morning in flesh. Because you can't, this doesn't relate the same way on the phone.
On WhatsApp, no.
On WhatsApp calling. No. Rock said it must have been love. 8:23, it's the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on a Monday morning with Nick Rabinowitz, who's back on stage, ladies and gents, as per always.
Can I just say something about that song? Because it took me right back to Andrew Craig's 14th birthday party. I mean, 90s. Late 80s.
Yeah, 89-90.
Yes, it was 89-90. His parents had blown everything on the bar mitzvah the year before. It was just, I remember there was a mirror ball, a plastic table, styrofoam cups, and his sister Melanie's boyfriend had a ghetto blaster. Remember those?
Yeah. Mm.
The double tape. Double, and he'd made mixtapes from Radio 5.
Correct.
So every song ended
back
with
out.
Alex Jones going, that was a triple play from Roxette. And the boys, we were too shy to ask the girls. I remember this. Everybody wanted to dance with Stephanie van Niekerk, but we were too shy.
Yeah.
And so his sister put all the names, all the girls' names in a hat, and then the boys had to pick a name. And I went first.
That still happens in the North.
Yeah.
But, no, adult parties.
I got Stephanie. We'll come to that. I got Stephanie van Niekerk.
Well done.
Yeah, jeez. And I crumpled it up and put it back because I knew I wasn't good enough.
Oh, no.
For Stephanie, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And to this day, actually, when I'm having a bad day, I think back to that moment and I think, you know what? Hmm. I maybe didn't get the Daily Show, but at least I got Stephanie van Niekerk.
Have you looked her up and seen
she's doing very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does your wife know you looked up Stephanie?
Yes, we were all at school together. Oh, that's where I met my wife. Actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Interesting. And then, like I said, you know, people still do that thing with names in a fishbowl and keys.
In Wellington, actually. I don't know if you have listeners in Wellington.
Oh, big time.
Perhaps you can tell if you're there, just tell us if this is accurate. Because I read there's a swingers club in Wellington where you put your tractor keys in the basket.
Is that that's the same place where the farmer...
Yes, hello, my name is Pete. This is my vrouw Magda. Do anyone want to try something funny with Magda?
Magda left Pete. She left him a John Deere letter.
No, okay, Magda, daar's die sleutels. Ry versagtig. See you in the morning.
Niemand wil.
Orgies aren't fun when no one wants to do them with you.
Who's Augie? Dr. Augie Cohen used to be doctor for the Western Province. Butiman Ferreira is a doctor.
Carol, get a man for Butiman!
Butiman.
Nick, where are you on stage tonight?
We're doing a fundraiser for Waves for Change.
Oh, nice.
Do you know about Waves for Change?
I do know. Very good organization.
And you can surf, right?
Yeah.
Can
you? You and I have done this together out at Musenberg. Where they
have
take
we?
The, yeah, we have.
So we are raising funds for Waves for Change tomorrow night at the Wave Theatre. Mm. Can you believe it?
Nice.
It's a theatre called the Wave Theatre in Long Street. And tickets are at Quicket. It's a comedy lineup show. Myself and Kate Pinchuk, Tato Mabilane, Mel Jones, and Yasin Barnes.
Sure.
And it's going to be great.